Effective Living with Reverend Henry Hubert. May you be blessed as you listen. Now, the message. Lord, you
made this month, I'll be teaching on a new subject that I title Answering the God Questions. Like most of you know by now, every year in the month of April and May, I stay with a team for the year. And there are very important teachings about God that every Christian must be able to know. And so I will try my best to do that this month so we can know more about God, study more about Him, get closer to Him, and know how to relate with Him better. Now, many times, I'm sure most of you have asked this question yourself before, or people have asked you before. Anytime we talk about God, there are a lot of questions begin to arise. Questions like, where does God come from? Who gave birth to God? Who created God? How many have thought of that before? You know, sometimes you just, so who is God? Where does He come from? How did He become God? You know, and then you can't find answers. And sometimes when you ask people who are ignorant, they will tell you, shut up, it's not everything you question you should be asking. But please, it's a good question. And every unbeliever, especially intellectual unbelievers, they will confront you. If you're a Christian, they will confront you with these questions. If you are a pastor and you cannot answer questions about God, you need to go back to school and study the Bible. So today we are looking at a question, who is God? Is it a good question? Very important question. Who is God? You say you worship God. How many of you worship God? Let me see. Okay, how many of you love God? Now, question is, who is God? You say you will worship Him. You say you love Him. Who is God? How can you claim to be worshiping somebody you don't know? You love somebody you don't know? Is it possible to worship somebody you don't know? Yes, Jesus said you worship what you do not know. It's in John 4:22. It's not part of my scriptures for today, but I think it is important for us to read it. 22, John 4:22. You worship what you do not know. And Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman, of course. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship. And the time has come for us as Christians to be able to tell people, I know whom I'm worshiping. Wouldn't that be a good one? So the truth in our day and time is that many people go to church to worship a God they do not know. Many people have a picture in their mind of who they think God is, and they worship that God, but it's not the God of the Bible. And it's important for every one of us as Christians to study the Bible, to know what the Bible said about the God we worship, so that we can have a proper picture about who God is. Just as someone can tell lies about you to another person, and the person will believe it, and then form in his mind the wrong picture about who you truly are. How many of you know it can happen? Yeah, most of you here, there are people who see you as a very bad person because somebody has made you look bad. In the same way, there's a way the devil or our society or even some churches can make God look to you in a completely different way than who He actually is. So this study is to help all of us to know who the God of the Bible truly is. All right, so let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and the answer is there. Who is God? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Dr. Otterbill said recently that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 is the most powerful scripture verse in the Bible. I never thought of that. I used to say the most powerful scripture in the Bible is John 3:16 because it talks about the salvation of mankind. But now my boss, he knows the Bible more than I do. And if he says it's Genesis 1 verse 1, I go for that. Because Genesis 1 verse 1 opens the scriptures to mankind. And the scripture is called the Word of God. The Bible is called the Word of God. And the purpose of the scripture is to help people know God. And the first verse statement in the scripture starts with helping mankind to know who God is. And guess what? This book that is called the Word of God opens with a first statement about who God is. And this is what it said. In the beginning, God created the heavens,
plural,
and the earth. Now, what do we see here? We see three important features, you know, clearly outlined here. The first one is time. Everybody say time. You say in the beginning, that is time. Beginning is time. Today we say that everything that has a beginning has an end. Is it true? Yes. This service has a beginning, it will soon end. Your life has a beginning, it will end at a good old age. Say amen to that. But the beginning talks about time. Then the second thing that the scriptures talk about there is space. Everybody say space. The heavens. Use the word plural. The Hebrew word is hashamayim. The heavens. Though, so he's not referring to heaven where God lives, but he's talking about the space within which the earth exists. Then it refers to the earth. It talks about all the environment within which, let me use the right word, the universe. The universe. So you see, the earth that we live on, there is more beyond the earth we live on. Okay, it's called space. And the third one is matter, the earth. The earth is a physical object. You know, those of you remember your science, basic science lesson, matter is defined as anything that does what? Who can remember? Matter is anything that? Very good. Matter is everything that has what? Weight. So it's physical. So time, space, matter. Now, when you bring these three things together to converge, it produces what we call existence. Now, when we say something exists, what does it mean? It means it's tangible, it is material, you can see, feel, and touch it, or you know that it's there. But for anything to exist, it needs space in order to exist. So in the absence of space, you can't have matter, because matter is defined as anything that occupies space, existence. So anything that exists in our world today is matter. It occupies a space and is subject to time. Anything that exists in our world today, this water in this bottle has to fill a space, which is the bottle. But this water will soon finish because I'm going to drink it. Even if I don't drink it, that's an expiry. Everything on earth has a beginning and an end. Everything. Animals, vegetation, human beings, buildings, cars, anything. One day will be destroyed or it will get spoiled. Let me explain this better. In the absence of space, we can't have matter. Is it true? Yeah, because matter cannot exist without space. But now, in the absence of matter, there is a space that is empty. Nothing is there. So for there to be existence, there has to be something tangible, substantive, definite. That is matter. It needs space in order to exist. And it does, and its existence is subject to time. Now, the Bible in Genesis 1 verse 1 is saying that time began at a particular point. It's called the beginning. Everybody say the beginning. Time came into existence at a particular point. Why? Because God wanted to create the earth. But the earth needed a space in order to exist. Good. That means before time began, there was someone who created the time, who created the space and created the earth. So it was somebody who caused existence to manifest. Because existence cannot just happen by accident, by coincidence. Anything you see was made to be anything. These speakers on this stage was done by somebody. It was bought by us, put here by somebody. So are these speakers. So are the chairs. These fans that are blowing, put there by somebody. In fact, it was manufactured by somebody. Before, so anytime you want to deal with a particular existence, you have to understand that somebody caused the existence to manifest. Am I making sense? So there was a time before the beginning, when there was no earth and there was no heavens. There was a time before the beginning when there was no earth, there was no heavens, there was no space, and there was no beginning. In the beginning. So what about before the beginning? Is there any time like before the beginning? Yes. Is there any time before time? Yes. Hello? Now it's 8:31. There was a time before 8:31. Do you agree? Today's date is what? 7th April. There was a time before 7th April. True? That was when? Yesterday. We are in April. There was a month before April. So there's always time before time. I'm being very logical here, so you have to think about this. So if the Bible says in the beginning, everybody say in the beginning, then there was a time before the beginning. There must be someone who created time, who created the earth, who created space. All right. Now, scientists call something the Big Bang Theory. They said God didn't create anything. Nobody created it. One day there was an explosion. Boom. And then the earth came into existence, the sun came into existence, the stars came into existence, trees, rivers, mountains and valleys, and human beings evolved from animals. Wow. And yet human beings have been existing for thousands of years now, and we have not evolved into anything else. Because if animals were evolving, then they evolved into apes or monkeys. Because they said we evolved from monkeys. How come for the past 6, 10, depending on the scientific theory, at least thousands of years, how come we have not evolved into anything? We are still human. How many of you have seen an explosion before? What kind of explosion can create the kind of order and harmony we have on this earth? The earth is at a good distance from the sun. The earth rotates on its axis 24 hours every day and revolves around the sun in 365 days. If it's too close to the sun, we'll all be burnt off. If it's too far away from the sun, it will be so cold we can't live here. The constant presence of oxygen so that we can breathe normally. And because we cannot live over a period without oxygen, constant supply of oxygen so that humanity can live here. You think it's a result of an explosion? I think somebody, let's say there was truly an explosion. Who caused the explosion? So there's still somebody behind the scene. There's still somebody behind the scene. Now, this someone who was there before the beginning, who created time and earth and space, the scripture is referring to him as God. In the book of Psalm 90, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Verse 1, I'm still in verse 1. It says, Lord, you have been what? Our dwelling place in all generations. All generations means right from the beginning of humanity up to today. You've been there. Amen. And verse 2 says, before the mountains were brought forth, or you formed the earth and the world. That means space. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Everybody say everlasting. The word everlasting means no time. It means a realm where time does not exist. It means no beginning, no end. Everlasting means eternity. No beginning and no end. The Bible says from everlasting to everlasting. Because you can only start from everlasting. Because when you are on earth, within God's creation of time, you can have from beginning to end. But when you get to the realm of God, you can only have from everlasting to everlasting. He never started and he doesn't end. God never started at any time and he doesn't end any time. Before existence came into being, he was God. In fact, he caused existence to come into being. So the earth came into existence at a particular time, called the beginning. Everybody say the beginning. And the person who created time and created the earth and created space is the one the Bible is telling us that person is God. So who is God? He's the one who created all things and yet he was not created. God is the one who created all things and yet was not created. Someone defined God as the uncreated creator of the universe who sustains the universe and also life. Now, the Hebrew word in Genesis 1 verse 1. Please, let's come back to Genesis 1 verse 1. We're going to be with this scripture the whole of this month. The Hebrew word that was translated created. Everybody say create. The Hebrew word that was translated created is the Hebrew word bara. Bara. Bereshit, in the beginning. Bara Elohim, God created. Hashamayim e'arech, the heavens and the earth. The word bara was used only in this scripture verse in the Old Testament. This word bara. Can I tell you what it means? It means make out of nothing. Bara means what? Make out of nothing. Because there are many parts of the Bible you will see the word create. But it is not the same Hebrew word bara. It's another word that I will show you later on. But for Genesis 1 verse 1, the Hebrew word that was used there is make out of nothing. So this uncreated creator that we are introduced to in Genesis chapter 1, who created time, created the earth and also space, the Bible said, in the beginning, he made out of nothing the heavens and the earth. That also is very significant in our understanding of who God is. Because the truth is, there was nothing for God to use to create anything in the beginning. There was no earth, there was nothing. So if God was looking for something to create the earth with, he would have been frustrated. He had nothing. But in the beginning, God made out of nothing the earth. Now, this is important in understanding who God is, because only God can be ascribed this word, bara. Thank God for scientific inventions and everything, but every invention, every manufacturing, they use materials on the earth. In fact, they discover things God created, elements, minerals, materials, and they use it to create things, to manufacture things. But God created this earth by speaking them into being. The whole universe came into existence by somebody saying, let them be. And that person must be very powerful. Because if I can say right now that, what can I say, that you have appear here right now. If I can command, okay, even if I say right now that I have a communion wine in my fridge, hello, in the house. If I can speak, say right now that I command a communion wine in my fridge to appear here right now, and it appears, most of you will call me very powerful, isn't it? Won't you say, Pastor, our pastor is powerful? Yes. All right. Now, that is something as little as communion wine. Maybe if I go to her and say, what's your mother's name? You mention your mother's name. Where is she? You said, where's your mother? In Kumasi, I know. If I say, I command your mother to sit by you right now, and then she appears by you, what will you say? You say, oh, Pastor is powerful. Pastor is something else. But that is small compared to what God did. He created space. I mean, I think I'll encourage those of you who have time to read. Read a little about space. All the galaxies, all the stars, the sun, the moon. If you travel once in a while, you appreciate it more when you are in the air. You'll be wondering, what is this? What is this? It's beyond reasoning. When you look at rivers on the earth, mountains, forests, desert lands, different manifestations of the earth. And you look into the sky, sometimes you are seeing clouds under you and then clouds above you. And then, the earth came into existence because God created it by speaking. Look at the sea. Have you ever stood by the seashore and look at the sea and be wondering, what is this? God created it by speaking. Now, if God can create this whole earth and space by just speaking, then he must be powerful. He is beyond human existence. So we have learned today that there was someone who created the beginning. And this someone, the Bible calls him God. Now, this God has a nature that we want to look at. Number one, he is a person. He is not just a force or a wind. He is a person. When I say something is a person, it means that the thing has intelligence, ability to make choices. It has self-consciousness and self-determination. God is a person. Number two, he is a spirit. He is not human. So no human being should appear himself to you and say that he is God. There are certain religions that worship human beings. God is not human. He is a spirit. Why is this important? Because spirits are not born. So anybody asks you who gave birth to God, tell him, I'm sorry. God is not a human being to be born. He's a spirit person. No, who created him? He created all things. He himself was not created. He created existence. He himself was not created. So how do you know that? Because every existence is made manifest by somebody. And if we go back to the beginning, there must be somebody who caused the beginning to be. That is logic. So God is a person. He is a spirit. He can't be born. He can't be seen physically. The Bible calls him invisible. I like 1 Timothy 1:17. One of my favorite scriptures. He said, to the king immortal, invisible, the only wise God. Now, to the king immortal. I wish we could do a song from this scripture. To the king immortal. No. To the king eternal. And I said eternal means what? No beginning, no end. No beginning, no end. So God created time, but he stays out of time. He doesn't exist in time. He exists outside time. That is why God can know yesterday. He can see today. He can see 10 years from now. That's why if he tell you, don't pass here, you better don't argue it. You know, sometimes we don't know the God we serve. That's why sometimes it's difficult for us to believe God. It's difficult for us to obey God. It's difficult for us to follow God because you think you are dealing with another colleague who is unintelligent and doesn't know how to figure out himself. Yeah, to the king eternal, immortal, meaning he can never die. Yeah, he cannot die. Invisible, you can't see him, yet he's there. To God, who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. We're going to do a song with this. Amen. Next Sunday, I'm going to continue and we're going to study. We're going to try to answer all the questions about God. Have you learned something today? Rise up and let's pray. Rise up. Just ask the Lord to reveal himself to you, to help you to know him more. I believe this man, that's what God wants to do for us. Pray, everybody. Pray. Lord, help us to know you more, to understand you better. Everybody pray. I can't hear you praying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for today. Give us wisdom and understanding and bless us in a special way. Help us to know you more, to understand you more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hope you've been blessed by today's message. You can contact Reverend Hubert on 030-340-7970 or 024-33-11201. Remain blessed.